USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Crime is up in big cities across the nation, including New York City. And Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg is going back on what many criticized as soft-on-crime policies, vowing to now prosecute lawbreakers. Fraternal Order of Police National Vice President Joe Grimaldi joins Fox News and is calling for a stronger response to hold criminals accountable.
We need to vehemently prosecute violent criminals, we need to restore the rule of law, and we need to embrace broken windows theories. And along with supporting and funding our police departments, we can accomplish that goal.
A 5-year-old boy who had been trapped 35 yards underground in a well in Morocco for 4 days was found dead following a lengthy rescue attempt. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
It's really fantastic. You know, pretty active sports-wise, and no muscle strains. I get up in the morning, like no stiff back, nothing. I never get sick. I mean, literally, never get sick. And if I feel like there's a little something coming on, I'll take like a mega dose. Next day, it's gone. I mean, just my overall health is fantastic. And I plan to continue taking this because I'm convinced it absolutely contributes to your well-being, to your health. It's keeping you healthy. Let your body do what it's supposed to do.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
A campaign is continuing to educate women about their heart attack risk.
Friday was National Wear Red Day, part of the American Heart Association's ongoing campaign to remind women that they are not just at higher risk than men for heart attacks, but in fact, heart attacks are the number one cause of death in women. Dr. Noelle Berry-Mers of Cedars-Sinai Hospital telling CBS News,
"We are doing this because of the rising cardiovascular death rates in women, particularly younger women under the age of 50. And particularly women of color. And this started before the pandemic, but it has been exacerbated by the pandemic."
And she says that in many cases, women's stress levels directly relate to their heart attack risks, which is why it's often called broken heart syndrome. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Two-time gold medal winner Shaun White is set to retire after the Beijing Olympics. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
In the aftermath of the Supreme Court halting President Biden's workplace vaccine rule, one in five businesses say they're likely to reconsider their vaccine or testing requirement. According to a survey conducted on January 19th by Gartner, a management consultant firm, nearly 40% of the more than 250 executives from major companies surveyed had already implemented a vaccine mandate ahead of the Supreme Court decision, while another 35% provided a testing option for employees. As far as how these vaccine mandates affect people going back to work or finding new employment, Mark Hamrick is a senior economic analyst with Bankrate.com.
Obviously, every company is going to make its own decision, and obviously they may have made decisions some months ago when that request, if you want to put it that way, from the Biden administration was made. So it obviously is balanced by the need to get the pandemic managed, and we haven't really done that. We have relatively low vaccination rates in the United States relative to at least the Western world or the developed world, and so we continue to have a concern about the fact that the pandemic is not over and that there are impacts that could yet still come from other variants as the virus does what it does.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.